This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 136 for Tuesday, November 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market saw modest losses on Tuesday following the lead of large declines from crude and vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil was down by more than 1 U.S. cent per pound, while crude oil fell more than 3 U.S. dollars per barrel due to concerns over demand and interest rates. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also lower. The Canadian dollar was down 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The January canola contract was down $1.90 per ton at $700.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red. The U.S. corn harvest advanced 10 points during the weekend of November 5th at 81% complete, 4 points higher than the 5-year average, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to U.S. Census data, 3.165 million tons of corn were exported, as well as 122 million gallons of ethanol in September, both increases from last year. The USDA also reported a private export sale of nearly 290,000 tons of corn to Mexico on Monday, which raised prices for a short time. The USDA attaché in Brazil cut its estimate for the country's corn crop by 5 million tons to 130 million. The January corn contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.69. The USDA reported that the soybean harvest advanced 6 points to 91% complete as of November 5th, up 5 points from the 5-year average. According to U.S. Census data, 2.47 million tons of soybeans were shipped in September, up 42% from August, in addition to 989,000 tons of soy meal and 13,000 tons of soy oil. Brazil exported a record 5.5 million tons of soybeans in October, according to one firm. China imported 5.16 million tons of soybeans in October, which was below expectations. A private export sale of 110,000 tons to China was reported by the USDA this morning. The January soybean contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.62. Winter wheat planting in the U.S. advanced 6 points during the weekend of November 5th to 90% complete, 1 point above average. Meanwhile, emergence increased 11 points to 75%. Winter wheat conditions improved by 3% to 50% good to excellent. Census data in the U.S. showed that 1.851 million tons of wheat were shipped in September, up 27% from August, but down from 3 million tons last September. Japan is looking for nearly 109,000 tons of food quality wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.70. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.33. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.25. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.